This is Investigator Jeremy Lewis with the Morris County Sheriff's Office, and this will be a continuation of a statement. And I'm currently in the interview room at the Morris County Sheriff's Office. The time right now is 16:19 hours, and currently present with me is Byron Smith. And this is in reference to case file number 12007894. Now, Byron...
And it's also in reference to the case file for the previous break-in.
Correct.
And I don't know that.
For other break-ins that you had reported also. You betcha.
Okay.
Now, Byron, I had been talking with you just a little bit ago previously in regards to the matter why you had been placed under arrest, and this will be a continuation of that statement.
Understood.
You had been read your Miranda warning legal rights, correct?
Understand, yes.
And you know what those are? You know what your legal rights are, correct?
Yes, I know them.
Would you like me to reread them to you?
Not necessary.
Okay, you understand. Having your legal rights in mind, are you willing to continue to talk to me at this point?
Yes, this is a reasonable continuation of an important matter.
Okay. Now, Byron, in regards to the guns, the Mini 14 and the 22 pistol that was used in this this break-in at your house there. You know what I'm talking about? Now, you had previous break-ins to your house, you said, and items had been stolen, correct?
Yes.
Were guns taken from your house on those incidents?
Yes.
Okay. So, now, these guns in particular, were they at your house when you these past burglaries occurred?
They missed them, the first couple that were not break-ins, that were just thefts, grand larceny, but thefts. Because at that time I was working in my backyard, but when I noticed the pattern, I started locking the doors. After I started locking the doors, the dog had eaten well enough at the garbage pail, they kept returning.
Okay.
So, the previous thefts were not break-ins because I was working in my backyard, but they knew I wouldn't be coming to the house until I turned off the chainsaw, so they felt safe.
So somebody entered into your house and then were taken?
And they missed the guns the first time, but the second time they found two guns in the closet where I keep them that we discussed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And one was a stainless steel Ruger Mini 14 that had been bought approximately 89. A copy of the receipt's already in the file.
Yeah.
And because I had used that gun for many years, felt comfortable with it, felt safe with it, felt it met my needs, after it was stolen, within a few days, I went to Walmart and bought a second one. The original was stainless steel. The new one is standard blueing.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, there was a shotgun. They stole my father's shotgun, one that he used for 30 years, 40 years of happy hunting.
Mm-hmm.
It is easily identifiable. It's a, my memory slipped here, Remington 50. One in the chamber, four in the stock. And the characteristic of it that's readily noticeable is that the wooden stock is broken. I had it taped together with gray duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
It should be showing up at some local pawn shop. However, while going to a couple local pawn shops just to see what was showing up, I saw another Model 50. Actually, it turned out to be 55, which is very close, at Iron Hills Pawn Shop, and the price was about $150. And since it was a reasonable replacement, I didn't expect to find another one very soon, I bought it.
Okay.
So it's in the house now, but I was not using it.
Okay. Okay. So these two guns that were used on the incident that you described to me, did you recently buy these two guns?
The Ruger Mini 14 that I used in the incident was bought approximately 3 weeks ago, a couple days after the previous break-in, to replace the one that had been stolen.
Okay.
However, the 22 goes back to approximately 75, which I bought in Utah for target practice, and it was laying in the back of the shelf. I haven't fired it for 20 years. But since the Ruger Mini 14 misfired on me, I felt the need to carry a second gun.
Okay. So you've had the 22 pistol, the revolver, I'm sorry, for a long time?
75.
Sure. And now your previous break-ins to your house, they had somebody didn't see it or they missed it. It wasn't stolen, correct?
That's how come I knew it. Some of the other possible neighbors who might have been nosy were made very unlikely because in the back corner of that closet there was a gun that was in the case. And this thief was sufficiently unfamiliar with guns to just take the ones that were identified as, you could see they were guns. Mm-hmm. She missed the one that was in a case.
Okay.
Now most hunters, most guys, they can tell a gun whether it's in the case or out. Mm-hmm. This person took the two that were in the case and missed the one in the back corner.
Okay, so they missed that 22 years
no,
later, right?
They missed the 30-06 that I bought about a year ago.
Okay.
And I just bought it because I had some extra money to invest, and actually I've never fired it.
Okay.
I bought it used at the sports place in the Crossroad Mall. Hmm. It was a model that I wanted just for the extra firepower, just in case there's a deer 1,000 yards away or whatever. Mm-hmm. And even though I bought it, you know, I'm not a gun nut, and I just haven't fired it yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So in answer to the 22, the reason they didn't get it from the last break-ins is you think they might have missed it?
They missed it.
That's my question.
It was in the back of the closet under the gloves and hats. Mm-hmm. But as thoroughly as they dug through on the more recent visits, they would have found it.
Okay. Okay. That's all I had, Byron,
okay,
at this point, at this time. So anything else you want to add?
No.
Okay. And this concludes the statement. The time is 16:25 hours.